Welcome to Encore, brought to you each week by BoomersPlus.com. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Today, we'll meet Lena Ko of Toronto, one of North America's leading marketing communications professionals, specializing in brand positioning and marketing. Ms. Ko has more than 30 years of international consulting experience and counseled clients in Asia, the United States, and Canada. She retired in 2011 and is now the author of BoomerWatch.ca, a blog providing insights on marketing to boomers. Ms. Ko, welcome to Encore.
Thank you, Costas.
Now, that Freedom 55 idea seems to have evaporated with the boomers working well beyond that age. You say retirement has been redefined. How would you define retirement today?
Yes, unfortunately, due to the slow economy and increased lifespan, you know, many boomers have to delay their retirement, either work longer, and even for those who can retire, they would prefer to work part-time. So I believe that retirement nowadays could be, you know, redefined to reinventing yourself. There is a misconception in the past that retirement is the end of everything. But actually, retirement is not the end. It's the beginning of a new chapter in life. And whether it be boomers wanting to keep working to stay active physically and mentally, and some might want to choose to do that because of financial reasons, other want to do that because they want to make sure that they have actually have more time with their family, and they want to be active both physically and mentally. Others want to volunteer time and charitable work to give back to the community. And this is entirely probably a lot of boomers would want to see the world. They want to travel. They want to make new friends. And therefore, they want to, you know, work part-time to make sure that financially they have the stability and the freedom to do that. The other thing I believe it's among the new definition of retirement is that boomers want to continue learning and acquiring new knowledge and to stay relevant. We want to challenge ourselves, you know, sort of maybe do something that is crazy and we've never done in our lives before. Maybe climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, doing marathons, or even kayaking, or picking up a new musical instrument to learn in order to reach a new stage in life. Pursuing new passions is a big thing in terms of either Act 2 or Act 3 for boomers.
There is that matter, too, though, of life expectancy. It's risen by more than 30 years in the past century. It's been rising by about 2 years for every just the past few decades. So boomers are reaping something of a longevity bonus, I guess. But the question is, what's the best way of dealing with those extra years?
Well, Costas, we have to remember quantity does not equal quality. But I think being discerning as we are, boomers are seeking both. So we want to seize every moment of our lives to focus on some of the greatest passion that we didn't have the chance to do when we were working full-time. So on the positive side, boomers who have spending power would want to enjoy themselves and pursue their passions in life. And we boomers like to think ourselves as defying age, unlike our previous generations, unlike our parents or grandparents. We do not like to admit that we're getting old. So successful marketers should really help boomers buy time. And what I meant by that is time that helps us feel positive and that we are turning the clock to do something more meaningful. I think boomers are even more focused than our parents in ensuring that we are healthy and active both physically and mentally. So any organizations that can come up with ideas and products that can be creatively translated into practical solutions and help us improve the quality of life and also those who care for us would win. And it is, as I mentioned, boomers want both quantity and quality. We do not want to sit in a rocking chair and watching the sunset and waiting to be wasted away. That's basically an old concept about retirement. With the life expectancy I think we want to enjoy life even more and do something and give back to the community and do something positive.
So you are an expert in marketing, especially to the so-called boomers now. How does a company or a service market to a generation that once shunned convention and really wanted to control their own destiny?
Well, as always, boomers are a discerning group to market to. But the fundamental principles of marketing still apply. Marketers should research and listen to what boomers want. And boomers, you cannot target boomers with a one cookie cutter solution. Within a 20-year lifespan, we're talking about boomers from age 49 to 68. So there's a 20-year difference between the oldest boomers and the youngest boomers. You can't just have one marketing formula to all these boomers. And boomers are not seniors. So the leading-edge boomers have different needs from the younger boomers who have just reached 49. And also during, you know, we have different life stages, from new parents to step-parents to empty nesters. Some of us are grandparents already, and others are sandwich generation, taking care of the older generation as well as the younger kids. Some are caregivers. Some are divorcees. So as marketers, they need to customize their products and services to boomers. And also in terms of the tone of marketing, never talk down to boomers. Marketers often presume there's something wrong with boomers that need fixing, you know, age, whether it be, you know, the age spots on the face or wrinkles or for men, erectile dysfunction. But we need to bear in mind that not all boomers want to be younger. We just feel and look younger than our parents' generation. So how about thinking about products and services that enhance our quality of life, that focus on convenience, that focus on how do we feel good about giving back to the community? We value convenience, so marketers should highlight the benefits of product instead of trying to say, oh, how cool this product is, because these values don't appeal to boomers. We want benefits, we want value, we want convenience.
Now, you must have seen some good campaigns that were targeting boomers and some that failed, and you've been able to analyze why some work and why some don't. Could you give some examples?
I think top of mind, successful campaigns are people who are marketers who don't talk down to boomers and who understand their needs. And also, of course, innovative in terms of marketing approach. What I can think of recently is are two probably successful campaigns. One is Kimberly Clark's Depend underwear. Usually there's a stigma associated with undergarments related to incontinence associated with old age. But I think their TV commercial has shown, and even their online campaign has shown younger people wearing Depend underwear and showcasing it in terms of wearing these underwear is no big deal. And also they've redesigned the product so that they don't look like really bulky diapers. And marketing incontinence products is kind of very challenging to do. And I think they did it in a very fun and innovative way, and to get rid of this stigma associated with incontinence relating to old age. So that, I thought, was an innovative campaign. The other one is, I think, it's a very interesting use of mature models or mature muses as the spokespeople for the brands. And this is YSL. Using Joni Mitchell and Joan Didion for Celine as well. And these are not very young models. For luxury brands like YSL and Celine, who are used to using younger models, they suddenly shock everybody by using older models and older spokespeople. The reason for that, I believe, is to showcase that these muses are icons are style icons in their own aspects. Joan Didion as a successful writer and Joni Mitchell as such a great musician. And they are icons in their own categories, and they are role models for a lot of not only their peer groups, but also for a lot of younger people. And of course, boomers who grew up with these icons have more money to spend on upscale brands and on upscale clothing and luxury accessories. So obviously appealing to boomers' wallets is one of the reasons why they choose older models, as well as appealing to younger women who look upon these more mature icons as their role models. So I thought it's a very successful way of not only creating a lot of buzz among the marketing in the marketing sector, but also drawing consumers' attention in terms of this unusual marketing.
You're listening to Encore, sponsored by BoomersPlus.com, the website where retired men and women with years of career experience connect with employers seeking their expertise for short-term assignments. I'm Costas Halavrezos, and today I'm speaking with Lena Koh. She retired in 2011 after 3 decades of consulting for Canadian and international clients on marketing and brand positioning. She's now the author of BoomerWatch.ca, a blog providing insights on marketing to boomers.
So what are some of the things you're telling marketers these days to help them engage more effectively with baby boomers? I mean, you have mentioned the importance of, as always, good innovation, creativity, perhaps a bit of humor in marketing. But what are some of the other things that helps companies focus on a particular segment?
My advice to clients and to people who want to market to boomers have always been, take a look at the aging process and try to take a more optimistic note and position it as a self-improvement solution, and try to turn negative into positive, because aging is a pretty scary phenomenon, and this is to all people, like to both boomers and seniors. So to be successful, marketers need to think about products and services that address the fears about failing health, for instance, by focusing on the benefits of products that contribute to a healthy lifestyle. So helping boomers become independent, facing the aging process straight on, and, you know, and be positive about it, and not just focusing on the doom and gloom or talking down to them with one cookie-cutter solution. For instance, there are boomers who have a lot of energy, and we do not want to retire into the sunset by sitting on a rocking chair. So we might want to look for Act 2 and Act 3 in our lives. So appeal to this unretiring kind of boomers by offering up second careers, and also create educational programs, perhaps, that motivate boomers to go out, make new friends, learn new skills, and get acquire new experiences, because these are the experiences that boomers are looking for.
Now, just finally, I know you in your retirement have been able to pursue one of your passions, Shakespeare, but you must be the sort of person who would have really kind of winced when Shakespeare heard Lear say, "Sir, I am too old to learn."
This is very interesting, because all I need to say is, ever since, from drawing from my own personal experience, ever since I've retired in 2011 from professional client consultancy, I have been able to pursue every single goal that I have made when I retired. I want to see more Shakespeare, go back to the classical literature, not only Shakespeare, but what I pursued in English and Russian literature in order to go back and read the classics at this different life stage. I've been learning a new language, Spanish. I'm now intermediate level Spanish. I continue to mentor all the younger people who would want to actually get some advice from me. I've been meeting with people who used to work with me, or younger people who want advice for their career. And giving back to the community, I think, is the key thing. And I've been reading at church, at my mass, and again, giving back to the community give me a lot of satisfaction.
And we're very glad you have time to do the occasional interview. Ms. Koh, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Lena Coe retired in 2011 after 3 decades of consulting for Canadian and international clients on marketing and brand positioning. She's now the author of BoomerWatch.ca, a blog providing insights on marketing to boomers. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send us an email. The address is encore@boomersplus.com. And now would be an excellent time to visit the website at boomersplus.com. If you're a recent retiree or approaching retirement, connect with employers who are eager to tap your years of career experience for short-term assignments. If you're an employer, go to boomersplus.com to find seasoned professionals without all the hassle of traditional recruiting methods. Simply go to boomersplus.com and register now. It's free. Tune into Encore next week at this time to meet men and women who'll share the insights they've gained and the new opportunities they see in work, leisure, and health for Canadians aged 50 and up. Because experience never retires. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Have a great week.